Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For all you wrestling fans out there and also fans of people being canceled, big announcement today. And I'm guessing this is a canceling type of event. I guess he's getting out in front of it, Will. But 77-year-old, now former CEO of the WWE and Raw, Vince McMahon, stepping down today, announcing that his daughter will be taking over. Am I right?
Oh, I don't know.
Have you not seen this?
I mean, I saw it and I put it in a prep, but I don't.
Okay. So I'm trying to. I'm doing all this just off the dome, off of memory. But yeah, his daughter, and I believe
it's Triple H, right? Triple H is married to Stephanie McMahon, so Triple H and her are taking over. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. And what's his real name?
I always forget. Paul something.
Yeah, it's like a normal ass
Paul
name,
Helmsley?
But yeah,
I don't know.
So they're going to be co-CEOs of wrestling now. So not a big deal to me. I'm not a big wrestling fan. I don't dislike it. Like, I'm not like, you know, a hater or anything. And I know a few pro wrestlers, and they're all super nice people. And I got the utmost respect for their talent and what they do. It's just not my thing. You know, I just don't follow it too much. You know, like the WNBA, except for more manly. But yeah, it's a big deal. People are freaking out the last hour on Twitter and Instagram and everything else. This is a big, big deal. I mean,
what
it's kind of crazy.
What did Vince do exactly?
I don't know, but the rumor is a lot of sexual kind of harassment type of stuff over the last 20 years from what I've gathered. I didn't pay attention.
In this story, it says that he paid millions to cover up sexual misconduct. Doesn't really get into the details of that. But it sounds like, you know, I don't know. I hate to say this because then you get, you know, well, he's got power and all this stuff. He's got money. Yeah, I know. But it sounds like he paid these people off, right?
I know. I really think, and look, this is probably going to get people mad at me too, but I think it's a little less of a crime when you pay them off. You know what I mean? Like, when, you know, yeah, sure. They shouldn't have been whatever happened to them, right? Obviously. But, I mean, now they got some money. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm just saying, you can sexually harass me. You can do all kinds of gross stuff to me for enough money.
Like, if he's doing sexual abuse, like the R word, are you allowed to say that word anymore? I don't know. Sexual misconduct is enforceably penetrating somebody.
Uh-huh.
Then you go, okay, well, he needs to be in prison if that's the case. But if he just grabbed some chick's butt and then hey, don't do that.
Yo.
He's like, oh, crap. Okay. And she's like, you better give me $1 million. I'm gonna tell your wife. He's like,
or maybe
he didn't
grab her butt.
Well, I'm going through.
Maybe he just said something to him. Like, I think a lot of that, like with the Washington Commanders, I think a lot of that within their organization was just like demeaning women, talking down to them, and then saying stuff to them like, wow, sweet ass, Cheryl, you know? Stuff like that.
Because wouldn't that be a crime too on the other end? I don't know what he did. So I mean, we're just running theoreticals here. But if he said something, right, and then this lady's like, I'm going to tell your wife unless you give me $1 million, and then he does, oh no, okay, isn't that extortion? Isn't that illegal?
Sure.
Like a crime?
Sure. Right.
But I mean, we don't know. Well, what about if he grabs her butt and does the same thing? Now, technically, that's assault on his end, which he could be, you know, charged with a crime. But also, if she's like, I'm going to tell your wife unless you give me this money, now it's blackmail and extortion. So they're both committing crimes.
Gotcha. So I'm digging up now an article that is a Twitter thread of disturbing things about Vince McMahon you probably didn't know. From about 5 weeks ago, this thread was happening.
And so what's I got the source on this?
Different ones. This is from a tweet from a guy called Drain Bamager.
Okay.
Looks pretty.
We just got to consider the source here before we go out spreading this information about Vince. Do we have to say allegedly before everything?
Yeah. It's a Twitter thread. Rita Marie Chatterton was the first female referee in WWE in the 80s. She got into Vince's limo to discuss her contract, but was forced to have sex with the mouth to save her career. When she didn't agree, Vince allegedly that night on July 16th, 1986.
All right, pause for that one. She was forced to do this to save her career. Is that what the allegation is? How? I mean, it feels like if he was like, hey, if you don't do this, I'm going to fire you. Then you go, okay, bye. And then you file a lawsuit in court.
Yeah, but in 1986, is that going to fly?
I mean, I know it's a different time, but I mean, I don't know if you do that type of stuff. Like, if you were to do that, Johnny, I know this is a little different, but let's say you are going and auditioning for The Voice, and they go, Johnny, we really like you. You know, you're very talented, but I think you could use just a little something extra to get you over the edge, which is my ding dong, you know, in your face.
Oh, boy.
I mean, what would you do? Would you go, okay, or would you go, no, thank you.
Are you guaranteeing me top five?
Okay, let's say, he's guaranteeing you top five.
I go, can I see it first? I mean, is it big?
No. Scout's honor.
Damn, man.
Oh, you mean see his ding dong?
Yeah.
Oh, it's out already. Yeah,
did you just shower?
No.
Do you have any barbecue sauce? Because I could pour it on there, and if I close my eyes, it'd be like a raw rib, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe?
We could probably get some of that. Yeah.
Okay. Some Sweet Baby Ray's or something?
Sure. Whatever we got in the cafeteria. I don't know what kind it is.
Okay. All right. Maybe some Chick-fil-A sauce. That'd be better, probably.
That would probably burn.
Yeah.
I guess barbecue sauce would, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would still say no, but, you know, I like to have my options open.
That's what I thought. And I think most people would say, because you're kind of, you know, if you go, okay, well, let's do it, then you're kind of a prostitute. I mean, right? Not to victim blame here, victim shame, because I definitely don't want to do that. They're definitely the person that role is, taking advantage of it, and they should
when you get paid off, right? Well, it's the thing. It's like the thing with Jameis Winston and the Uber driver, right? So he allegedly grabbed her in the crotch, and she told Arizona police officers, I guess, you know, I don't know if it was a sheriff or state police or whoever it was in Arizona, and he never got arrested. There was just an investigation, and then he gave her, I think it was like $90,000 to go away. So if he did assault her, he should have went to jail. Yeah. But he never even got arrested, and he paid her this money. So we talked about this, you know, 3 or 4 years ago on air when it happened. It's like, that kind of makes her look like a prostitute. Like, she goes, you know what? I'll take the money and go away. You know, it's fine. You know, justice doesn't really need to be served here.
And
if
not
you give me enough money.
And it's like, okay, you get the payday, but then you're kind of putting other women at risk for future abuse. I mean, at a certain point, you got to – I know it's tough, but you got to be brave and, you know, step up. That's what I hope, you know, we got out of – I mean, the Me Too movement, I think, is dead at this point, but – for a while, it definitely was effective and perhaps started.
Until it became a witch hunt of just like everybody. That's what really blew it out of proportion, pun intended. The actual report that I saw from about 2 weeks ago was former WWE CEO Vince McMahon paid more than $12 million to four women to suppress sexual misconduct allegations.
What does that
misconduct
mean?
To me just seems like a little bit more of a benign statement, right?
Well, I would like to know what that means, because it sounds like it's just legal speak for we don't want to tell you what it is. But
I don't
it's
hear
not
assault.
Good.
I don't even assault. Hear harassment. Yeah. I hear misconduct. Yeah.
Does that mean that's what I'm thinking. Maybe he was banging these ladies and he didn't want his wife to find out. So he paid him off.
That's what it sounds like to me. Misconduct means you're cheating on your wife.
You know, he had a... I remember I used to watch wrestling when I was a kid. He had a storyline, and it was involving his real wife, Linda McMahon, who I believe is was a Congress lady or something at some point. She was incapacitated in a wheelchair, I believe, at this time, and she couldn't speak or communicate, but she was kind of like awake, and he would push her around, and then Vince would like do stuff with other chicks on camera in front of her to like rub it in because he was a bad guy at that point.
Good God damn.
That's the attitude. Bad. Yeah, the WWF attitude days. That was a wild time, man.
That sounds like a Homelander type of thing to do to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, Vince was a great villain. He was.
Wow.
He's one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You want to grab a couple of these phone calls?
I suppose so.
All right. It'd be fun. Feel good freestyle foodie Friday. You're on the Johnny B Show. Who's this?
Hi, it's Danielle.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. Just something I wanted to point out in the Vince McMahon thing. I was on... trying to call in, so I don't know if you mentioned it, but he didn't actually turn the company over to his daughter and his son-in-law, which is what everybody thought was going to happen. He actually turned it over to his daughter and somebody, Nick Khan, that's going to be co-CEO.
Who's that?
And he was like one of the vice presidents under Vince McMahon.
Okay.
Working with McMahon and creative. And something I noticed in the statement from Vince McMahon that he said he's stepping down as CEO and chairman, but he did not say he's stepping away from creative or from his on-screen contract.
Oh, okay. So he's still going to be...
Which is what he's been doing this whole time while the investigation's been going on. He's still been doing creative and appeared on TV multiple times.
So what do you think, Danielle? Why is he doing this if he's still going to be active in the company?
Probably to calm down like the stockholders and the board of directors.
You think he'll come back?
That it's not him guiding the compass of the company. It's allegedly two other people.
Do you think he'll come back he'll just take the reins again once this blows over?
Probably.
Interesting. Probably. I wouldn't put it past him.
Do you think he shows up at the next big event? Do you think he shows up at the next, like, the next Raw or whatever the next big wrestling event is? You think
SummerSlam I could see him.
That's it, SummerSlam. I bet he shows up and the place goes crazy.
They did that when this first broke. He showed up that night on Monday Night Raw, and just he didn't even mention it, just nothing. It was kind of he chanted out the slogan for WWE, which is then, now, together, forever, and just walked off.
Wow.
Didn't acknowledge any of the allegations and stuff, and the whole place went bananas.
So this is 100% going to turn into a storyline down the road?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Vince is smart.
Also,
like that.
One of them, the allegations I didn't hear you guys mention was one of the employees that allegedly in the articles was also somebody that was a paralegal that he had an affair with. And then he was done with that relationship, he paid her and gave her a promotion to a position she was not qualified for and passed her to somebody else in the company who has also been terminated from the company.
Wow.
Okay.
That hasn't been brought up. That was a high executive in the company.
Sounds like a pretty good guy.
Hey, she got Wiener and a promotion. That's not that bad a deal.
It's like a severance of a relationship. It's like, look, I got to let you go as my mistress, but I'm going to give you a better job, more pay in the company. Deal? Okay. Cool.
Both my divorces did not work out in my favor.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, Danielle, thank you. You're a wealth of knowledge. We appreciate you.
Danielle, before you go, you're a lady, so I'd like to ask you, what do you think about, like, if Vince McMahon was like, hey, Danielle, I'm going to give you a job if you, get down on my thing, what would you do?
Damn no.
All right, fair enough.
Not say no to Triple H.
Okay, fair enough. All right, true that. All right, thank you, Danielle.
Thanks, have a great night.
Thank you, have a great night, guys. Bye.
Yeah, bye. There you go. I like that too. I like that it's not sexual misconduct if the guy is handsome. You know
that's
what I mean?
That's the whole thing, man.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is. People have pointed that out many times before. Like if the girl's into you and you're sexually harassing her, then it's a good time and everybody's having fun. But if you're not into the dude, then
I think it would work that way even for you or I. Like let's say, you know, some girl, you know, jumps into the passenger seat with a gun. You know, it's like, that's it, Will. I'm a big fan of the show. And when in doubt, Will Koontz is going to bust his ass out. You drive me to my apartment, bang me hard. Now, if she is disgusting, you know what I mean? If she looks like me with a wig, right? Not even me now, like 80 pounds ago me with a wig. And she's got like a half beard and she's just gross. She's just got just big old lesions on her face, and she's like, yeah, Will, I'm gonna make you bang me so hard, Will. And she's eating Taco Bell and talking with her mouth full, and you're like, oh god, no. You know, you might say I'm gonna press charges after this thing makes me bang her. But you know, if this is a hot one, she jumps in the car and she's like, I got a gun, you're gonna have to bang me, you'd be like, girl, put the gun away.
I gotta be honest, I probably do both. Fine. I mean, I'm a sick bastard. I'm a guy. You know? If the shoe fits.
He's banging a girl while she's got a Gordita Crunch hanging out of her mouth.
I mean,
that's wonderful.
I wouldn't be thrilled. I'd be, you know, most of the sex I've had.
You'd be so disappointed in yourself.
Yeah, most of the sex I've had, 70%, I would say I was disappointed when I was while it's happening. After it's happening, and even the apprehension of it happening, I've been like, oh, I can't believe I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it. It's an urge.
I've had those.
Many.
Back in my bar days, I was like, what am I doing?
What percentage would you say do you, I wouldn't say there's probably a few that I do regret, to be quite honest, but as far as like being like, oh God, I can't believe I did that. What would you say the percentage is?
I would say in my 20s.
Of all the sex you've had in your entire life?
No, because it does matter. Like, I got better and made better decisions as I got older. But I will say in my 20s, it was probably 50%.
Yeah.
I was like, what am I doing?
Yep.
I have AIDS. That was stupid.
Yeah.
And then in my 30s, it was a little bit better. Like, I was way better about things. I would say probably 20%. And then in my 40s. I mean, although I've been taking most of my 40s, you know, I've been with Leah, but there was a couple of years there where I was whoring around, and I'd say about 10-15% where I was like, Jesus, that shouldn't have happened. But in my 20s, it was 50-50. It was real bad.
It's same, and I it's probably the same for a lot of especially young men. And you're right, when you're 18. You know, I told the story on air how I lost my virginity. I lost it in the back of a Ford Escape in the back of Largo Mall movie theater with a girl who had a limp. So
and you didn't escape.
I didn't. Yeah, I went, oh, man. I didn't like, I was like, if this is what sex is like, I don't want to do it anymore. It was so gross.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was a girl with a limp, and apparently she didn't take good care of her, you know, hygiene either. And I went head first down there because I wanted to get it all out of the way.
Oh, God, yeah. Jesus, Will.
I wanted to cover. I didn't know if this was going to happen again.
Uh-huh.
I've been waiting for it for 18 years. I wanted to make sure I got the full experience and get everything I could out of this experience. And it was not ideal. And it scared me. It scared me out of doing it with other people for quite a while.
I think my first time, if I had to guess, I'd say most people would feel this way about their first time. Obviously, you do. But it was like a rip the Band-Aid off, get it over with. Like, let's just, I need to just get it over with.
Yep.
It wasn't enjoyable at all.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, even looking back and thinking about it, I go, yeah, that was, I don't want to remember that.
No likey that. Yeah.
I didn't like the girl. I don't remember her name. She was gross. Yeah, it was just somebody willing to do it. You know, and she definitely wasn't her first. This girl was a seasoned veteran, like, whoo. And this was right around the time Magic got AIDS too. You know, like I should be in a bad place, but I don't know. I don't know how I didn't avoid it. But
how did it? So I could tell you, like, mine. It was this chick. I actually liked her friend, and the friend that I liked was like, hey, do you want to bang my friend? She's looking for somebody to bang. You know, we're 18 years old. So, you know, that's the way you just run in that time. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I guess. Sure, I've been wanting to get this out of the way. It would be, you know, a life-changing moment for me where I become a man. So, yeah, so far nobody has wanted to bang me, so I guess I got to take what I can get. And and I did. So we, like, scheduled a time. She came and picked me up. We went to the movie theater in the back. It was, like, daytime, too, which is weird. It was, like, 4 p.m.
Goodness. Lord.
And we just got nude and just went at it in the back of a Ford Escape.
Very, in the daytime.
Very strange time, yeah. And then she, afterwards, I was like, oh, that was gross. I didn't like that. and then I, she dropped me off, and that was it. And I don't think I saw her again after that.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever told this story about me, my situation.
Share.
Oh my God, Will, it's something. I mean, I guess I could. I guess I'm pretty transparent.
Yeah.
So I was working. I was like 18 years old. Also. I mean, I had gotten really close before then, you know, my teenage years. You know, I had rounded first, second, you know, almost got to third a few times. A bad base runner, really, is my problem. Kind of like the Rays are this year, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got called, you know, I got picked off at first a lot and trying to get to second. But I was working at this gas station, and, you know, it had I was working a midnight shift, and it had this auto body shop connected to it that was closed at night. Well, this gal would come in all the time, you know, and she was a little flirty, you know, and much older than me.
How much?
Probably 15, 16, 17, maybe 20 years older than me.
Oh, my God. So she was like 40 in her 40s?
Well, she was like 35, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. And she was a little rough around the edges, you know.
An old 45?
Yeah. Seminole Heights gal.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, I thought she was a prostitute for a while because the neighborhood I worked in, I'm seeing this girl come in all the time without a man or anything, you know? And one day I just asked her, I go, are you a prostitute? She's like, no.
Is this Diane bitch? You're talking about?
No. No, no, no.
Okay.
She's like, no, I work at the goddamn place around the corner here on my way home. I just like to talk to you. I'm like, oh, okay. And then one day we got to talking about, like, sex stuff and everything. Like, I don't even know how the conversation got going. But she's like, are you a virgin? And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, you are. And I go, no. Man, I got mad experience, woman. And she's like, well, I'll have sex with you right now. I'm like, shout out. She's like, seriously. Lock the door. We'll go in the auto body shop right there. Take care of business.
In an auto body shop.
Well, there was like a little office in the back, you know, like a
very romantic
comfy chair. Oh, no, dude. End up banging her right next to WD-40 and all the stuff, you know, like it was just smelled like oil and shame. And yeah, it was bad. And the whole time she kept saying, I really think you're a virgin. And I'm like, nope. She's like,
so
are
what,
you sure?
Without getting too graphic here, Johnny B, you go into the bathroom, and does she just pull down her panties, and you know, take
it
off your pants?
It wasn't the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
It was like an office, you know.
Okay.
I mean, I've done some bathrooms.
Yeah.
For sure. Oh, my God.
But, I mean, did you start smooching her, or did you?
No.
So did she just bend over?
There was no
over?
Smooching. Sort of, yeah. She kind of jumped on me.
Okay.
Took me, Will. She took me.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't even, like, fully aroused because I was nervous and scared. So I was only, like, you know, halfway there, you know? Like, the flag wasn't all the way up the pole. It was like somebody important died.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And I was just like, I want this to be over with. And I almost faked it. But then I was like, she's going to know.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't just instantaneous? Like, oh.
No.
Oh, mine
no.
was.
Yeah, well, I was nervous.
I was nervous, too, but...
And she was very, you know, like, experienced, Will. It was bad. Hmm. It was real bad.
So you did eventually, you know, get to the finish line?
Yeah.
And then what was the atmosphere like after that?
Awkward. I felt like I should pay her, you know?
Did you just go, well, I guess we can go back to the bar now?
No. Yeah, she goes, well, there you go. You're not a virgin anymore. I said, I'm not. I wasn't. And she goes, okay. And then she's like, I'll see you later. You're cute. Bye. And then she put her pants on and bounced.
What was she at a 10?